We're recording.
All right, sounds good.
Hold on, Kate just arrived.
Okay.
Sweet. Okay, go ahead.
But they're online? Okay. Ready to go?
Should be.
Can you breathe there?
Okay, we're going to go ahead and get the special meeting started. January 3rd, 2026 at 3:30 PM. We have a quorum. Majority of our members are online. In the office is myself and Doug, committee member Doug. So we're gonna go ahead and get this started. I don't have a script, so here we are.
It's okay.
I understand we have a special, a public comment. So whoever's online, please go ahead and say your name and organization. You have 2 minutes.
Okay, hold on, I gotta.
Madam Chair.
Excuse me, I will take that back. I would like a motion to approve the agenda as published.
So moved.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Online, somebody?
Mike Sandin is online and Kate. And Al and Jim.
Okay, can we use chat?
We can use chat. Can you let me know if, who seconds?
Oh, Christ, chat is turned off for the meeting.
All right, we're gonna go ahead and take a real quick pause. Again, this is a special meeting, so.
Problem is it keeps.
All right, and then really quickly online, we have Kate Luthner, Mike Sandin, James Nordone, and Al De Jesus.
I'm going to be here.
Thank you.
I heard somebody.
Heard it?
Yep.
Okay.
All right, I have a motion. Do I have a second to approve the agenda as published? Jim, I believe you were seconding the motion. I'm just gonna text the committee members here really quickly.
We just need to make sure that they can hear us and probably can hear us.
Calling one.
Okay, I texted Kate.
Yeah. I just admitted Kate.
Hello?
Hi, Al. We're not hearing you in the meeting. Would you mind doing a second for us?
Or can you hear us?
Can you hear us?
Yeah.
I have a motion.
I can hear you guys.
I have a motion to approve the agenda as published. Do I have a second?
Second.
That was Al De Jesus who seconded the motion. Any discussion? All those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same. Motion carries. All right, we're gonna move on to the public comment. So we have one person online for public comment. Please say your name and the name of your organization. And please understand that you have 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Can
you hear me?
Yes.
We can hear you now.
We can hear you. Can you hear us?
We can hear you.
I can hear you. Okay.
All right, so whoever's on for public comment, please say your name and the name of your organization.
We're getting it popping in and out.
Yeah, it's our system.
I called to comment on.
I can hear you. Please continue. And again, name of your name and the name of the organization.
This, mainly with the number one.
This is the same in and out, and then it cuts out when it's here, and it works when it's not. So we could call him.
The other end Bollard, the.
We have to act this.
Sir, I'm gonna go ahead and pause you really quickly because we are having a little bit of a systems issue, so just a moment.
Have him call.
Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Have him call 651.
For public comment, please call 651.
539.
539.
1910.
1910. Again, 651-539-1910. And again, that's only for the person who signed up for public comment. 651-539-1910.
Hey, sorry about that. I got a.
And we've got Steve standing by, waiting for that phone call.
Number was before, anyway.
The phone number again is 651-539-1910.
If you're the meeting organizer, press star now.
It's calling from his computer.
Are you getting it?
Oh, I can hear you.
He needs to call on the cell phone.
You're now joining the meeting.
Are you
able? This is Alan.
Oh, okay, now we can hear you.
I can see you on my screen.
Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
Am I unmuted now, Madam Chairman?
You are free to speak.
Okay, I'll try to get my phone is echoing here. I'm Alan Repke, Informed TV in Alexandria, Minnesota, and I called in to see what happened, why this particular group was not approved at your last meeting, and I hope you disclosed what the problem was. The other issue that I bring up is, why wasn't Pollard part of your last meeting so they could come in and say, Madam Chairman, Board, you didn't include our right to gamble. And so that's what I'm calling about. And then the other thing, I think the legislature, when you go there, I would like to be at the same meeting. We'll get some time because I think the legislature needs to correct some of these issues and give the board as well as the public more freedom when it comes to gambling, charitable gambling procedures in Minnesota, Madam Chairman. Did you hear that?
Yes, I did. Thank you, Mr. Repke, for your public comments. I'm going to let you know right now that I'm not going to disclose what happened during the last meeting. Instead, that is between the Gambling Control Board, and we are going through the renewal process today, so that's what it comes down to. So we're going to move on to the exhibits. We have Exhibit U. I've got a recommended approval. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
I have a motion. Do I have a second? There's my second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same. Motion carries for approval. With that, may I have a motion to close the meeting?
Next meeting.
So moved.
Apologies. My next meeting is going to be Tuesday, February 17, 2026 at 10 o'clock a.m. here at the Gambling Control Board. May I have a motion again to adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
I have a motion.
Second.
I have a second. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.